From the Financial Times in Paris, I'm Ben Hall, and this is FT News. France has just elected its youngest ever president, 39-year-old Emmanuel Macron, who has never before held elected office and only set up his party 1 year ago. Macron, an independent centrist, won decisively against the far-right candidate Marine Le Pen in Sunday's election, securing about 66% of the vote. It was an extraordinary achievement for a political novice. Macron and Le Pen espouse two radically different visions of France and its place in the world. In the end, Macron, the Europhile social liberal, who is pro-business, prevailed over the far-right populace who wanted to pull France out of the euro, impose protectionist barriers and drastically curb immigration. Tonight, it is Europe and the world who are watching, Macron told a victory rally in front of the Louvre Museum in Paris on Sunday night. Europe's leaders will be immensely relieved that it was him they were watching.
Je vous servirai avec humilité.
I will serve you with humility, with strength. I will serve you by remaining true to the Republic's principles of liberty, equality and fraternity.
Liberté, égalité, fraternité. Je vous servirai.
I will serve you to be loyal to the trust you showed me. I will serve you with love. Long live the Republic. Long live France.
Je vous servirai avec amour. Vive la République! Vive la France!
But Macron takes over a country that is deeply divided between urban and rural, optimists and pessimists, those open to the world and those seeking protection from it. And France's far right is far from finished. Le Pen won nearly 11 million votes and doubled the vote share of her father, Jean-Marie Le Pen, in 2002. As she conceded defeat, she vowed to continue her battle of patriots versus globalists.
J'appelle tous les patriotes à nous rejoindre.
I call on all patriots to join us to take part in the decisive political battle that is starting tonight. More than ever in the coming months, France will need you.
Aura besoin de vous.
There will be no lull in hostilities. France will hold National Assembly elections in June. Macron, who has no MPs, needs to win a majority. Le Pen will try to stop him. Not wanting to leave the battleground to the far right, the centre-right will also oppose him. At the Louvre, the president-elect referred repeatedly to the immense task ahead of him. I will, he said, do everything in the next 5 years to ensure there is no longer a reason to vote for extremes. Ben Hall, Financial Times, Paris.
The latest episode of The Next Five podcast is all about health prevention and vaccines. I speak to Kate Hashey at GSK.
For every dollar invested in improving health, there's an economic return of $2 to $4.
Murray Aitken at IQVIA Institute for Human Data Science.
The benefits of adult vaccination are compelling.
And David Sinclair at the International Longevity Centre.
Preventable conditions amongst those aged 50 to 64 in the UK cost $27 billion a year.
Listen to the full episode of The Next Five wherever you get your podcasts.